On Panthers Radio here with Miles McGurty after training on Tuesday. Miles, it's just about a sellout already for the game on Wednesday. Just a few hundred tickets left. How excited are the guys to be playing again in front of such a big crowd?
Yeah, it's awesome coming to the rink every day with such great support and hopefully get the result that everyone wants.
I mean, on Saturday, it didn't go your way, but when you got two goals in 46 seconds, that noise was something to behold, wasn't it?
Yeah, all year through ups and downs, the supporters have been great. And it's definitely a big momentum boost scoring the first one, hearing the noise, and obviously allowing us to get that second one too.
Where do you feel yourself you are as a team? Obviously, you didn't get any points this weekend, but in general form, it's been good recently. How do you feel with this run until the end of the season?
I think everyone feels good. Definitely, I think our record doesn't show how cohesive and good we are as a team. And I think that we're all very confident in each other going down this last final stretch.
And you talk about confidence, so I'll mention that playoff word. That's the ultimate aim. It's a tiny bit out of reach at the moment, but you've got the games in hand. How much belief is there? Do you think that you and the boys can reach that final playoffs?
Yeah, I think we all believe that we can do that. It's obviously, at the beginning of the year was obviously a goal, and things have changed throughout the year, but during this final push, I think we're all very confident that we can do it, and it'll all just be on our shoulders. We can't point fingers or anything like that.
And what about Guildford? You obviously they took you to the sword a bit in the first period, but then you came back into the game. How do you feel your matchup against them at home this time around?
Yeah, they played really well. They always play well in their own rink and come out strong. I think we played them a little better here at Motorpoint, and hopefully we can repeat that again tomorrow.